We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.533 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, and I got to tell you, the rain we've got right now, get used to it. It's staying with us all through the overnight, through the morning, through the evening tomorrow. It is a lot of rain. So you may hear some things about some localized flooding. If you have any concerns about your roof or stuff like that, now's the time. Well, I mean, it's actually a little bit late, but I would say just put the number for A-Plus Roofing in your phone. Put it on speed dial. Seriously, 804-752-0008. 804-752-0008. And God willing, everything works out okay. Remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a woman on television. I'm trying to, I don't know, one of those shows, whichever one of those shows it was, and she said, oh, these Christian nationalists, they're crazy people. Those crazy people, Christian nationalists, why they believe their rights come from God. And she laughed. And, you know, I watched that and I thought, madam, I don't think you have ever actually read anything. Do you know about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and what those things, you know, did you ever read those papers? What are they, the Federalist Papers? Oh, and the Anti-Federalist Papers too. But did you ever read any of that stuff? Do you know anything about the founding of this nation? Do you know what words mean? Because I was so pained listening to that, I thought, my gosh, I don't want to beat her up if she's just you know, ignorant. Maybe she doesn't know about the founding fathers. Maybe she doesn't know that we've made clear for hundreds of years that our rights come from God. And those pieces of paperwork, they simply affirm the rights we've been given by God. Well, I will tell you that Tim Head, who's the executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, had a great piece the other day in The Hill, and he was talking about all of that. And I'm just so happy we are able to bring him on the air. Tim, thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. But even more importantly, thanks for talking about these important issues.
Well, this is something that you and I feel, have been called to do. We've got to talk about these things because you have people like this woman on this national television program mocking the very nature of the founding of this nation.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think that when you say she was mocking, I think that's accurate. And, you know, I've tried to give, you know, not just specifically with her, but with a number of people that are like this. I try to give the benefit of the doubt and try to, you know, educate, you know, instead of sort of denigrate. But whenever there really is kind of a patronizing tone that she clearly was taking, you know, I think we have to kind of approach those kinds of situations head on.
So tell me a little bit about what you're doing at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, what your response was. I shared it from The Hill. I mean, it's about a week or so ago, but it's just such a great read. Give everybody an idea what we are up against and what you are doing to combat it.
Well, you know, first of all, I think it's only fair to say that, you know, so we're talking kind of about this concept or this terminology of Christian nationalism, which, You know, if Heidi had a single journalist had kind of coined this phrase, I probably would take it less seriously. But we also now have a documentary that's come out by Rob Reiner that's called God and Country, but it's actually about the quote unquote rise of Christian nationalism. And we're seeing other kind of public figures talking about this. So clearly, we're discussing a poll tested kind of message narrative.
Yep.
That's been kind of christened for the year 2024. The left is trying to think, how can we disparage conservative Christians, but still hopefully attract kind of moderate or left-leaning Christians? And so that's the reason why we're having to talk about this so much, to distinguish. Mm-hmm. They're saying there's real Christians and then there's Republican Christians. And, you know, Republican Christians aren't real. They're not
right.
Biblical Christians. Of course, these are the monikers or the sort of the gatekeepers over who is and isn't a Christian are actually being they're people who reject wholeheartedly biblical truth, but also say, get to tell us whether I'm a Christian or you're a Christian. I find that thickly ironic. But nonetheless, through this process, we are having to have this discussion of what is biblical truth and what does it look like for a Christian to be a citizen?
Right. Well, let me ask you, now you're talking about the term Christian nationalist and Christian nationalism, and there are many of us who have heard that over and over, and I don't know, maybe we've become a little desensitized, but utilizing the definition from the other side, is it just that they get to define, first of all, a person's faith, and secondarily, they get to define their political agenda, or is there even something more to it than that?
Well, I think it is that, but I also do think it's more than that. So, we're moving into this kind of categorization where in this case the left are also, they're trying to kind of like call you a Nazi without full on calling you a Nazi. Okay, so mm-hmm. Nazism, of course, was like this sort of mashup of national socialist, you know, so
right.
Nazism was the kind of this phrase, and they're trying to kind of say, you know, without actually saying that, they're trying to say you're kind of like a Christian Nazi, right?
Oh.
So these sort of these dog whistles, of course, we saw through much of 2020 and really a little bit before that, the use of fascist, which of course,
yes.
You know, nobody actually defined what the word fascist means. Those of us
right.
that are political students know what the word means, but the general public doesn't, so they just
right.
kind of say, that's probably something like Lenin or Marx or Hitler or something
right.
like that, right?
Right, right.
So that's exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Actually, what this exercise is about is trying to say these are like Christian nationalists, Christian
yeah.
Nazis almost.
Yeah. Well, and I want to remind everybody, Tim Head is joining us, and I want to get the title right, Executive Director of Faith and Freedom Coalition. Very, very important stuff. And you're talking about these attacks on Christians in America. Now, you mentioned the movie from Rob Reiner, and I've got to tell you, I was I was poised to watch it when I saw it. You mentioned the name of it, God and Country or whatever it is. And I thought, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds like an interesting movie. And then as soon as I saw that he was producing it, I thought, you know what? It's not going to be for me. But how many people do you think got sort of hoodwinked just by hearing the name and thought, oh, yeah, well, I should take a look at this?
Great question, which really is at the heart of this entire exercise. The exercise really isn't about the... So basically, you know, since the for really about 40 years, most Christians, self-identified Christians, 77 to 79% of those have voted for a Republican candidate. Mm-hmm. In the Trump's first election in 16, that number crept up to 81. If you remember the basket of deplorables, gassed by Clinton, et cetera.
Yep.
That actually crept close to 83% in 2020. So 77% since the 80s. Mm-hmm. Now we're up to 81, and now 83%. So, but we know that these national elections are really won in tiny margins, and really only about probably 12 or 13 communities in the entire country.
That's
so
right.
the God and Country is really not trying to persuade 77 million people that, mm-hmm, you know, their either biblical beliefs or their political philosophy is wrong. It's trying to kind of castigate this certain pejorative just to, you know, 50,000 people, 70,000
yeah,
people in these handful of communities, and these are people that generally are not kind of, you know, eating, sleeping, breathing politics. They're kind of casual consumers of news, et cetera, and that's where the hook of God and Country sounds pretty good until you actually get into about the third act of the documentary, and that's where the punch really lands.
What about the danger? Because, Tim, I look at this and we're, it's a strange culture that we have at the moment. It's an interesting time in which we live. And you remember that was, I don't know if that was a curse or a wish from some, but it is an interesting time in which we live. And we see people who are saying, yeah, I am, I'm less involved in organized religion. I don't attend church or synagogue. Nope, I don't do that. As you say, sort of a passing familiarity, a passing connection to political stuff. I wonder how many of folks heard that Heidi Pribala and thought, yeah, those crazy Christian nationalists, they think their rights come from God. And that's it. That's their 140 characters. It's their 10-second soundbite. But, man, they have no idea about the founding of this nation, it seems.
That's exactly right. So, you know, listen, I mean, there is a big challenge, you know, for a lot of us, you know, and shows with audiences like yours. This is one of our charges for, you know, the next eight or so months.
Yeah.
is to educate people as deeply and as broadly as possible, not just on kind of historical truth and even, you know, existential truth,
right,
but also how to be savvy consumers of media, news media, entertainment media, et cetera, and recognize that there are a lot of counterfeits, we'll say, that start to kind of manifest themselves in the year 2024. So there's like the full-on kind of, you know, one-on-one, head-on combat. But there's also a lot of kind of just kind of side-swiping that happens.
Yeah.
That you're going to see pastors come out and say stuff like this. I've seen many, many pastors in my role in election years that come out and say, you know what, Christians shouldn't be about politics. The kingdom of God is bigger than that, which, of course, that is a true statement.
Right.
But funnily enough, they only say these things in, like, September before a presidential election, you know? And these kinds of messages, subtle kind of glancing messages, are meant not to kind of change people's minds, but just to kind of dissuade and distract people.
It's interesting that the leftists, to their core, really do hate this idea, in my opinion, of faith, of religion, of God, because then you have to acknowledge that some things are right and some things are wrong. Better in their view that you don't have such an outside presence and everything is fungible. Hey, you're a girl today, you're a boy tomorrow, you want to be an octopus on Friday, that's fine, whatever floats your boat. And in addition to that, they want you to look to the government as giving you your rights, because quite frankly, then the government can take them away.
Well, so this is a serial challenge that conservatives have, partly because this also means for, 22 out of the 24 months of a political election cycle, most conservatives are raising their families, they're going to work, they're engaged in their church or other, kind of nonprofit civic exercises, volunteering, et cetera.
Yep.
They're not just kind of like either consumed by media or certainly engaged in government, whereas most of the political left, I mean, it's like Monday morning at 7:45, they're dialing in and they're unplugging on Saturday night at about 10 p.m.
Yep.
And so part of the reason why the government sort of encroaches it's because it's like a professional enterprise for the left, and it's more kind of like an occasional civic exercise for the right. And we see that exactly in these kinds of exercises, where people are like, I don't want to watch news, 18 hours a day. But the left is like, you better.
That's right.
And we're going to be engaged 18 hours a day, whether you like it or not.
Tim, listen, I hate to do this. I'm out of time. Number one, I'd love to have you back if you're amenable to that. And number two, would you mind sharing a good website for Faith and Freedom Coalition for my listeners who want to check it out?
You bet. Our website is just ffcoalition.com, ffcoalition.com. And that's a great place to kind of get introduced to a lot of the work that we do. And I'd be honored to visit with you in the future. And we will certainly look forward to working together throughout 2024 and beyond.
That sounds wonderful. Tim Head, thank you, my friend. God bless you. We will talk again soon. That is Tim Head. He's the executive director, the Faith and Freedom Coalition. We absolutely will get him back. This is a huge issue, and you've got to be on top of it. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.